From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The Senate has voted tonight to extend jobless benefits for up to additional 20 weeks. The measure approved by lawmakers would also extend an $8,000 tax credit for new home buyers aimed at boosting the housing market. The bill next goes to the House and, if approved as expected, would go to President Obama for his signature. Federal Reserve Board's interest rate setting arm, the Open Market Committee, today decided to leave interest rates where they are. In a unanimous vote, the Fed said it will continue to keep its key federal funds rate at between 0.25%. Sungwon Son is an economist at the Smith School at California State University. He says the Fed is aware any movement on rates now could affect other areas of the economy.
The U.S. housing industry is very dependent upon the central bank's liquidity and the low interest rate. If the Federal Reserve were to even hint at the high interest rates, we could see the mortgage rate rising, and that will really thwart the budding economic recovery in housing. That is something the Federal Reserve does not want to see.
Fed has kept short-term rates at their historic low level since last December. Looks like the House will vote on its health overhaul bill this weekend, assuming leaders can work out a compromise on abortion language. More from NPR's Julie Rovner.
House Democratic leaders Tuesday night filed a 42-page manager's amendment, the last step that started a 72-hour clock running before they can bring their huge health bill to the floor. But it didn't include language to settle an outstanding fight over abortion. Anti-abortion lawmakers want more guarantees that federal funds won't be used to pay for the procedure, but abortion rights backers don't want to take away existing coverage in private health plans, nor do they want to write into permanent law federal funding bans that are currently renewed annually. The Senate, meanwhile, isn't expected to start its debate until after a break for Veterans Day. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
Hewlett-Packard Chief Executive Carly Fiorina has announced she's challenging Barbara Boxer for her seat in the U.S. Senate. From member station KQED in San Francisco, Rachel Miro has more.
Before she can go up against Barbara Boxer, Carly Fiorina has to win the Republican primary against a state assemblyman who claims he's the true conservative in the race. But launching her campaign in Orange County, Fiorina's sights were already set on Boxer and next November.
I will put my record of action and results against her record of surprising ineffectiveness any day of the year. I believe in accountability. Hold me accountable for my results. Hold her accountable for hers.
Democratic partisans have been attacking Fiorina's performance in business since she registered a campaign committee in August. But given her personal wealth and public name recognition, Fiorina represents the most serious challenge yet for Boxer, first elected to the U.S. Senate in 1992. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Miro in San Francisco.
On Wall Street, the Dow was up 30 points. This is NPR. Investment bank J.P. Morgan Chase has agreed to pay a $700 million fine to securities regulators. The hefty fine is in response to government charges the bank made unlawful payments to friends of public officials in Jefferson County, Alabama, in order to secure municipal bond business. In its filing, the SEC has alleged J.P. Morgan, along with two employees at the firm, made $8 million in undisclosed payments to close friends of several Jefferson County commissioners. The Jefferson County scandal resulted in the criminal conviction of Birmingham's former mayor on bribery and tax evasion charges. Workers at Opel will strike in Germany and Belgium in coming days to protest parent company General Motors' decision to back out of its sale of the German automaker to the Canadian company Magna. Half of Opel's 50,000 workers are based in Germany. Terry Schultz reports from Brussels.
It took 6 months to negotiate the deal, in which German workers' unions agreed to hundreds of millions of dollars in cost-cutting measures, and the German government loaned GM $2.2 billion, promising billions more to help Magna in its purchase. Calling GM's about-face unacceptable, the German economy minister says he wants the loan money back, and he wouldn't address whether GM would be offered the state aid envisioned for Magna. European Commission spokesman Jonathan Todd said the European Union would not take a position on whether the German government should now help GM restructure Opel itself.
The Commission cannot oblige member states to give state subsidies. It's not our role.
Todd says the Commission does expect GM to provide sustainability for Opel and job security for its workers. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Crude oil futures were higher today. Crude rose 80 cents a barrel to end the session at $80.49 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.